This morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Laura Canning, Cass County Naturalist, is with us here today from Cass County Conservation. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
How's it been this summer? Was summer pretty good for conservation in the area?
Oh, yeah. It was busy, and we're still busy, campgrounds and things like that. Yeah. So it's a nice season.
How was usage this year?
Oh, it was up. It was definitely up. We were seeing more people doing camping in the middle of the week and things like that, and really making, you know, a week's worth out of it and things like that.
Do you know, not that you run around scoping out license plates or anything necessarily, but do you notice, is it a lot of local folks that are staying close to home, or are you getting a lot of visitors?
No, I mean, we get a good variety. We get, at least at Cold Springs, we get people coming over from the Council Bluffs, Nebraska area and things like that. But beyond that, oh, it's a variety of counties and things like that.
Just kind of figure after a year where we really couldn't do much because of the pandemic, that a lot of folks really wanted to get out, but still a little, you know,
yes,
anxious about that, so maybe staying closer to home.
Yeah, and other things are booked up and things like that with reservations, places that take reservations. So, you know, we don't, so we're first come, first serve, and that tailors to that kind of crowd.
Yeah, well, and we have, we had a year where, it depends on who you talk to, what kind of the weather we had this year. It was warm for a while,
yeah.
It was rainy for a while, it was dry for a long time, but
right.
The park survived.
Yeah, everything's been going okay so far. So,
all right, very good. Well, we're getting into the fall season, and a lot of times it seems like that gets to be kind of busy for what you guys do, because so many people want to get outside and enjoy some of the nice fall scenery and the nicer, less humid and hot weather. And
those leaves will be turning here before you know it.
Yeah, and maybe we can talk a little bit about that too, but I want to talk specifically about an event you have coming up. Halloween, not too far down the road. Those weeks are going to disappear in a hurry. And
yep.
I see you're asking folks to maybe consider helping out a little bit with the kids program.
Yeah, we are going to do our Halloween hike again this year. And, of course, Halloween hike takes lots of volunteers. So, and a good variety of volunteers. I tell people, you know, there's things that you can just do, being like a treat maker and dropping off some treats for those people that are going to come out that night, all the way to being an actor and things like that. So we've got a great night planned, and hoping we can find some great volunteers to fill about 15 spots we'd like. So yeah.
This Halloween hike program has been going on for a long time.
Yes, 26 years, and about our 20th anniversary, we decided to go to every other year because it takes a lot of work with people, scripts, and and event and putting it on. So we've kind of switched to every other year, but the last time, so we've kind of dug back. We like to dive into our archives, and so we, after that, we started going back to some other themes that we have done way long time ago. So this one is one from the 80s, I believe. We're still in the 80s in our archives. We're doing the Lorax this year. We're excited. We've never done, we haven't done it probably since, I don't think, as far as I was looking. So we're excited. So if you want to come out and be the Lorax or help us talk about the truffula trees, and we're going to have, we're going to have the book come to life.
For folks who maybe aren't familiar with that, it's Dr. Seuss.
Yes, it's Dr. Seuss. You got it.
Okay.
Wait, talking about the environment a little bit. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, so are you playing out the story? How does this lay out that
night? Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of playing out the story. As we go along, there'll be some other things mixed in, talking about why this was in the book and why it was written that way, things like that. But yeah, we're looking to make it pretty authentic and look like the book.
All right. Well, Dr. Seuss characters tend to be a little different looking.
Yeah.
Not necessarily always like humans, particularly. But
right.
So
right.
Are these folks going to be in costume,
yes,
necessarily?
Yes. Yep. We'll do the. We've got costumes, and we've got some props and things like that to make Sunnyside kind of look like Truffula Tree Forest and things like that. So, of course, it's going to be at night. So it's also going to be lit up. Our trail will be is always kind of a lighted trail anyway. We're looking for lots of people to help us put this on.
Okay, well, let's start with the folks that you need to play some parts.
Yeah.
Do you get folks that come back time after time to help out?
Yeah, depending on the date and the families and things like that, we do have, we always ask our ones that have done it in the past if they want to help out this year. Sometimes we are specifically looking for families or more than one person to be at a station sometimes. So, don't be afraid that, you've got, three kids and mom and dad. Sometimes that works right with what we're doing. So, and we also have, if you just want to lead the group on the hike and see it also for yourself, but we need people to lead hikes and things like that. Yeah.
Okay, when you're selecting Dr. Seuss wasn't meant to, the Dr. Seuss books aren't really scary to begin with.
No, but. And so, yep, and this is non-scary even though it's at night and at dark. It'll be after trick-or-treating, if your town is holding trick-or-treating, things like that. So, but yes, come on out, and if you're looking to make a reservation, we're going to kick that off in October. So give us another week, and we'll be taking the hike reservations.
Okay, because this is where you're only taking so many at a time, taking...
Yes.
Appointment kind
yep.
of thing.
We kind of we keep our hike groups a certain size, so and then we get them all through. So we start at 7 o'clock and they leave about every 10 minutes from the shelter up at Camplin's. So
Now, if you're playing parts, I assume there's some lines or something you have to learn. So how soon do you need those volunteers?
Oh well, we'll take the volunteers as soon as we know about them, because then you've got more time to prepare. Also, we'll have more time with costumes and things like that if we need to adjust a costume and things like that. So yes, so if you're thinking about that, definitely give us a call down at the office and sign up to. Sign up and, or just call us down at the office and we can tell you which ones we've got. And, if you want to be picky on which part you play.
Early
bird gets the worm.
That's right. The earlier you get started, the more chance you have. Now, this is coming up on October 30th. It is the weekend of Halloween.
Correct.
So, as you said, if there happen to be some that are Saturday night in the area, some of the trick-or-treat events, that's fine. If it happens to be on the 31st, then it doesn't conflict at all.
Correct.
So you're good there. And this is going to be held here in Atlantic.
In Atlantic at Sunnyside Park, and then we're up at the Camblin's Addition Shelter, so we'll have a nice bonfire and some warm drinks. And kind of kick it off and go from there.
So will you be using the tree cover that's up there a little bit?
Yes.
Of course.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. We might get creative with some neon lights. You never know.
Oh, there you go. Because, again, Dr. Seuss books,
Yeah. He was inventive with colors, too.
Different kind of stuff there going on. Very good. Yeah. And, again, that's coming up on October 30th, Saturday, October 30th, starting at 7 p.m. So you'll have an opportunity to do that. If folks would like to sign up their children for that, how do they go about it?
Yeah, if you want to sign up for the hike, wait till after October 1st. Give us a phone call down at the office if you want to be a volunteer. Okay. Any of those volunteer things sounded great to you. Still call us down at the office. You can call us now and we can chat it over with you. And our office number down there in Lewis is 712 and 769-2372.
Okay, very good. And age... It's just any age, or is it catered to younger students?
No, yeah, any age. I tell people 12 and below, but we have adults go through and love it every year.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Do the parents go with the children then?
Yep, okay. Yep, it's a family event.
So you're not dropping the kids off and coming back later?
No.
Not at all, because it won't take that long anyway. So,
yes, yep, right.
All right. Well, we started out talking a little bit about the weather and this and that and the other thing, and we're getting toward fall season now. We were talking the other day about some of the places around the state that happen to be pretty nice places to enjoy some of the changing colors that we're going to see here in the next few weeks. We have some right here in Cass County.
Yeah, we've got Cold Springs down where my office is. Hasn't quite started yet. We're still about 2 weeks out of our getting close to our peak season. So you can start to scope that out. That would be definitely a spot I'd go down. You could go all the way down and visit down at Messina, our outdoor classroom, or our Nottoway. Any of our Nottoways, either Nottoway Park or West Nottoway, have some great fall colors and our and things like that. So.
Okay. Yeah, we certainly have some trails here in the area, too. They have plenty of tree cover that you can enjoy also.
Yeah.
And this time of the year, as far as camping goes, it's a pretty good time to do that.
Yeah, and we are open. Since Halloween falls on that weekend, we're not going to close till November 1st. So we don't close until that Monday, November 1st. And if the weather holds out and the weather is super nice, let's get out there and get camping. It's going to be. I like fall camping.
Well, so. A little cooler, so the nights are just perfect for building that fire and doing some s'mores or roasting over the fire. It's always kind of fun to do some of those things.
Yeah, that's for sure. And if you guys don't get our fall newsletter, we'll be coming out here beginning right into October. So want to kind of see what we do into the fall, into the early winter. That newsletter, give us a call down at the office, get you signed up for the newsletter. We're all online now, of course. We do an e-newsletter, so get that in your hot hands and see what else we've got going on.
All right, plenty to check out. Very good. Laura Canning, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Yes, thanks.